Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 12th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the father enters the chariot of the one who began performing devotion first. The one who was the number one worthy of worship one became the number one worshipper. Explain this secret clearly to everyone. Question. What inheritance has the father come to give his heir children? Answer. The father is the ocean of peace, happiness and love. He wills all of these treasures to you. He wills them to you in such a way that, even though you continue to use them all for 21 births, they do not diminish. He changes you from shells into diamonds. You claim all of the Father's treasures with the power of yoga. Without having yoga, you cannot receive these treasures. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. Everyone believes in incorporeal God Shiva. It is only the one incorporeal Shiva whom everyone worships. All bodily beings have corporeal forms. Souls are first incorporeal and then they become corporeal. It is when they become corporeal by entering bodies that their parts are enacted. There are no parts in the incorporeal world. Just as actors don't have to play a part when they are at home, they play their parts when they are on a stage. Similarly, souls too come here and play their parts through their bodies. It all depends on each one's part. There is no difference in souls. Just as there are the souls of you children, so there is the soul of that one. What does the Father, the Supreme Soul, do? You have to know what his occupation is. If someone is a president or a king, that is the occupation of the soul. Deities are worshipped because they are pure. You now understand that Lakshmi and Narayan became the masters of the world by studying this study. Who made them like that? The Supreme Soul. You souls also teach. The greatness is that the Father comes and educates you children and also teaches you Raja Yoga. It is so easy. This is called Raja Yoga. By remembering the Father, we become Satopradhan. The Father is Satopradhan. People sing his praise so much. On the path of devotion, people offer him so much fruit and milk, etc. But they do not understand anything. They worship the deities and offer fruit and milk, etc. to Shiva, but they don't know anything. The deities ruled the kingdom, so why do people offer these things to Shiva? What acts did he carry out that people worship him so much? You know about the deities, that they were the masters of heaven. They don't even know who made them like that. People worship Shiva, but they don't know that he is God. God made them, the deities, like that. They perform so much devotion, but all of them are ignorant of this. You must have performed worship of Shiva, and you now understand all of that. But you too didn't know anything previously. You didn't know what his occupation is or what happiness he gives you. Do those deities give you happiness? Although the king and queen give happiness to their subjects, it was Shiv Baba who made them as they are. The greatness is of that one. Those people simply rule a kingdom and the subjects are also created, but they don't benefit anyone. If they do benefit anyone, it is only for a temporary period. The father sits here and teaches you children. He is called the benefactor. The father gives his own introduction. You used to worship me as a lingam. You used to call him the Supreme Soul, and that then became Paramatma, God. However, people don't know what he does. They simply say that he is omnipresent or that he is beyond name and form. In that case, it doesn't seem right to offer him milk, etc. It is because he has a form that people offer those things to him. He cannot be called the one without a form. People argue with you a lot. They even used to come to Baba and argue with him. They would eat up your heads, trouble you unnecessarily, but there was no benefit in that. It is the duty of you children to explain this. You children know how elevated Baba has made you. This is a study, and the father becomes your teacher and teaches you. You are studying to change from human beings into deities. Deities exist in the Golden Age. They don't exist in the Iron Age. There is no kingdom of Rama here that they could remain pure. Deities used to exist, and then they went onto the path of sin. However, they aren't like they have been portrayed in those images. If you saw the images at the Jagannath temple, you would see that they are such dirty images. The father says, "Conquer Maya and become conquerors of the world." So those people then gave the temple the name Jagannath, Lord of the World. Around the top they have shown dirty images. When the deities went onto the path of sin, they became ugly. People continue to worship them too. People don't know anything about when they were worthy of worship. The account of 84 births doesn't enter anyone's intellect. First of all, you were worthy of worship and Satopradhan, and then, while taking 84 births, you became Tamopradhan and worshippers. They show images made of black stone at the Raghunath temple too, but they don't understand the meaning of that either. The father now sits here and explains to you children. You become beautiful by sitting on the pyre of knowledge, and you become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Deities went onto the path of sin and became vicious, and so they could no longer be called deities. By going onto the path of sin, the deities have become ugly. They have been portrayed as such. You know that Shiv Baba never becomes ugly. He is the diamond who also makes you become like diamonds. He never becomes ugly. So why have they shown him to be ugly? it would have been someone who was ugly who made an ugly image of him. Shiv Baba says, "What crime did I commit that you have shown me as ugly? I come to make everyone beautiful. I am constantly beautiful. The intellects of human beings have become such that they don't understand anything. Shiv Baba is the one who makes everyone into diamonds. I am the ever-beautiful traveller. What did I do that you have shown me as ugly? You too now have to become beautiful in order to claim a high status. How will you claim a high status?" The father has explained, "Do that by following the father. This one, Brahma Baba, gave everything to the father. Look how the father gave everything away, even though he was ordinary. Neither very wealthy nor very poor. Even now," Baba says, "your food and drink should be of an ordinary level. It should neither be too rich nor too plain. The father gives you all of these teachings. This one is also ordinary to look at. People say to you, 'Where is God? Show him to me.' A soul is just a point. How can you see it? You know that you cannot have a vision of a soul with those eyes. You say that God is teaching you, and so there must surely be a bodily being too. How could the incorporeal one teach you? People don't know anything at all. Just as you are souls and you play your parts through your bodies, so that soul too speaks through a body. So there are the versions spoken by that soul, but it doesn't seem right to say versions of the soul. The soul is in the stage of retirement, beyond sound, and he would only speak through a body. It is only souls that reside beyond sound. If you want to come into sound, you definitely need a body. The Father is also the ocean of knowledge, and so he would definitely take the support of someone's body. This one is called the chariot. How else would he speak to you? The Father is giving you teachings to make you pure from impure. There is no question of inspiration. These are matters of knowledge. How can he come? Whose body would he enter? He would surely enter the body of a human being. Which human being's body would he enter? No one except you knows this. The Creator himself sits here and gives you his introduction. How I come and which chariot I enter. You children know which chariot is the Father's. People are very confused. They show his chariot to be so many things. He cannot enter an animal, etc. People cannot understand which human being I have to enter. I have to come in Bharat. Which resident of Bharat's body would I enter? Would he enter the chariot of the president, a sage, or a great soul? It isn't that he would enter a pure chariot. This is the kingdom of Ravan. The resident of the faraway land has been remembered. You children also know that Bharat is an imperishable land which is never destroyed. The Eternal Father only comes in the imperishable land of Bharat. He himself tells you which body he enters. No one else can know this. You know that he cannot enter the body of a sage or a great soul. They are hatha yogis who belong to the path of isolation. There then remain the devotees who are residents of Bharat. Of the devotees too, which devotee's body would he enter? It has to be an old devotee who has performed a lot of devotion. God has to come to give the fruit of devotion. There are so many devotees in Bharat. They would say, "This one is a great devotee and God should enter him." There are many who become devotees like this. If someone were to have disinterest tomorrow, he would become a devotee. However, that would only make him a devotee for this one birth. God would not enter that one. I enter the one who began devotion first. Devotion began in the Copper Age. No one can understand this account. These are such incognito matters. I enter the one who begins devotion first. The number one worthy of worship soul then also becomes the number one worshipper. He himself says, "This chariot claims number one," and he is then the one who takes 84 births. I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. He then has to become the number one king. This one used to perform a lot of devotion. He has to receive the fruit of his devotion. The father shows you children how this one surrendered to him. He gave me everything. Wealth is also needed to teach so many children. The sacrificial fire of God was created. God sits in this one and creates the sacrificial fire of Rudra. This is also called a study. Rudra Shiv Baba, who is the ocean of knowledge, created this sacrificial fire in order to give you this knowledge. The words are completely accurate. It is the sacrificial fire to attain self-sovereignty. Why is this called a sacrificial fire? Those people put many offerings, etc., into a sacrificial fire. You are studying. And so what offerings do you sacrifice into this one? You know that you are studying and will become clever. Then this whole world will be sacrificed here. When there is a sacrificial fire, they pour all the offerings into the fire at the end. You children know that the Father is now teaching you. The Father is very ordinary. What do human beings know? Those great people are praised a lot. The Father is sitting here in a very ordinary and simple manner. How could human beings know that this Dada was a jeweler? There isn't any power visible. They simply say that there is some power in this one, that is all. They don't understand that the Almighty Authority Father is in this one. This one has some power, but where did that power come from? The Father entered him. Whatever his treasures are, he doesn't give them away just like that. You are claiming them with the power of yoga. He is the Almighty Authority anyway. His power doesn't go away anywhere. No one knows why the Supreme Soul is remembered as the Almighty Authority. The Father comes and explains everything to you. The Father says, "The one whom I entered was completely covered with rust. I entered an old land and into an old body at the end of his many births. No one can remove the rust that is on souls. It is only the one Satguru who is ever pure who can remove the rust. You understand this. You need time to make all of these things sit in your intellects. The Father wills everything to you, children. The Father is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace, and he wills everything to you, children. He enters this old world. He enters the one who was like a diamond and who then became like a shell. Although some people are millionaires at this time, that is only for a temporary period. Everything is to be destroyed. You are the ones who become worth a pound. You are now students. This one is also a student at the end of his many births. He is covered with rust. Those who study very well are covered with rust. They are the ones who become the most impure, and they are the ones who then have to become pure. This drama is predestined. The Father is telling you everything that is real. The Father is the truth. He never tells you anything false. No human being can understand all of these things. How could people come to know these things without you children? Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. In order to claim a high status, follow the Father completely. Surrender everything to the Father and look after it all as a trustee. Surrender yourself completely. Your food and drink and way of living have to be ordinary, of a medium level, neither too high nor too low. 2. Become benevolent and give others the treasures of happiness, peace, and knowledge that the Father has willed to you. Blessing. May you be filled with peace and happiness by knowing the depth of purity and become a great soul. Know the greatness of the power of purity and become pure. That is, become worthy of worship deity souls now. Do not think that you will become that at the end. The power you accumulate over a long period of time will be useful to you at the end. To become pure is not an ordinary thing. You have remained celibate and have become pure, but purity is the mother. Therefore, to become the mother of peace and happiness with your thoughts, attitude, atmosphere, words and connections is known as being a great soul. Slogan: stabilize yourself in an elevated stage and give all souls the drishti of mercy and spread those vibrations. Om Shanti.